have no public comment. So next, we'll number three, we'll continue on the finance department. And we have somebody speaking for the finance department.
Jill is online.
Hello, Hi. Jill.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. So I put in my budget, and I don't know if you want me to bring it up or if everybody has it. So I didn't include anything other than just my staff salaries in this. That I know there might be a discussion for a service and could be added to this or to the admin's budget for that matter. But so I just did the three full-time employees. And I
time out, Jill.
Yep.
Do
you want me to bring it up?
She provided their budget last meeting. Do you know the number, Jill?
Three.
I think it was last meeting.
It's not in this.
It was from the last meeting.
It's from the last meeting.
I'll bring it up.
Also, what's the number on it?
Three.
Number three. Ah, okay. There we go. Hang on a second. I know I'm not in here.
Give us a moment to put that. Everybody find it?
I got it. Just take a second.
Can you see it? I put it up?
Yes. There we go. Thank you.
Yeah, please.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. I think we're ready.
Go ahead. So as I said, the salary line is just the three of us. And I did put a 3% placeholder in for the two individuals in my office that are under a union contract that's going to be negotiated, just for safeguard, because I kind of got burnt last year on that. So that's what's in the salary line. I kept 500 in the training. The professional and technical services I did increase because our financial advisor, who they haven't changed their dollar amount for. So the financial advisor, he does the reporting on the EMMA reporting. That's reporting on our debt. And he also helps, obviously, with our notes and other things that we do like that. So he told me, this year I'm not going to be looking at maybe having to move some money around, because he's was going to increase it for this year's budget of 5%. We also have the OPEB reporting, which is done from Hooker and Holcomb, and I haven't heard that any changes in that. So I went up a little bit, hoping that it would be enough. And then just the cost of office supplies, I went up a little bit on that budget, and the other stayed the same. But I know that we discussed maybe having the ADP, so I didn't know. I didn't put anything in for it now. Figured we'd have discussion about that.
About payroll service?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Because that's not cheap. Have we gotten quotes?
We did get a quote from ADP of $28,000
a year, including all the school.
Yes.
Employees
for the first. I think for the first 2 years or the 3 years.
I thought it was three. Was it three?
3 years.
It was three.
I thought it was three.
It would vary a little bit, so it would be between 28 and 30, probably for the first 3 years. And it would go up in the fourth year.
And implementation fee?
Nope.
No.
Not because it's big enough.
Oh. Good.
It is.
Yeah. So the last time we sort of discussed this, conversations needed to be had with the Board of Education.
There hasn't been a conversation. Okay. There has been a request for it.
Have we gotten anything back?
Because Kristen's been out on February break, so she hasn't had a chance to respond.
Okay.
I expect she'll respond either this week or next week.
And is that a meeting between staff or is that a meeting between boards?
Well, I think it should. My personal feeling is it should start at the staff level between Kristen and I and Jill and Casale.
Yeah. Okay.
And then see, you know, see where we go from there.
Okay. Is there any other questions on Jill's proposed budget? It looks pretty cut and dry, actually.
Yeah.
Mine's pretty small.
Just a comment on it. I mean, if in fact you do go with that
payroll service?
Yeah. I mean, that would be shared with the Board of Ed. And
yeah, so
playing with those numbers, it would raise that, but would still keep it under last year's.
Under last year's payroll budget?
Yeah.
The one thing I would ask for from both sides, so both the school and town side, is an estimate of how many hours of staff time it would save to utilize ADP. Estimated, obviously. And where those time, where that time will be allocated instead.
Well,
this is just
I think that would also have to include
Casale
time sheets, which would be automated, or
yeah, correct.
Yeah, part of it would be that we would have an automated timekeeping system.
As much
ours would be probably a combination of time clocks and geofenced, you know, logins.
The apps are really easy,
but not everybody's going to have a phone or want to use a phone.
Right.
Who doesn't have a smartphone?
There are people on our staff that do not have smartphones.
But not only that, some staff that do not want to put the app on their phone, and they don't have to. We don't can't force them to do that.
Mostly, you can either usually do it on a computer or. Does ADP have a?
Highway doesn't have one that they could get one. I'm sure we could get them one, but
we're working on trying to get reliable internet at the highway department. Town garage. We currently have very unreliable.
It's internet. Really spotty. That internet sucks down there. Yeah.
But let me tell you, it's been spotty in our building today. I mean, it's spotty.
Well, I think the weather
all the time.
I messed it up. It's been slow.
Okay.
Did you have a comment, Pam?
Nope.
Okay. Okay. Shall we move on? Is that it for Jill?
Thank you, Jill.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, we still have
we have all things,
right?
You can't go away.
The insurance we already talked about last week. Did anybody have any questions about the insurance?
I'm getting down there now.
I thought there was an additional piece that was being worked on.
Number 13.
Yeah. So give me 1 second. I can bring the insurance. Well, I can bring the personnel.
Personnel for which department? There's a personnel budget, but we didn't get it for under insurance. No,
personnel services.
Yeah.
Okay, so
which covers like health insurance?
13.
Okay, so this is the personnel services part that I just finished today. So for the medical, I took it truly was zero based budgeting. I took everybody we have right now and anybody I know is going to come on or is going to drop or add somebody, took all of the employees, added the 13% to the current budget of medical and dental the same way. And this is the numbers.
So current employees times 1.13.
Nope. I took so not necessarily current employees. I took everybody had to do a space holder for town garage that we're
getting one right now. You multiplied it by 1.13.
So
you said 13%.
So I took it 13%. Yes. So I put everybody. Either the way they are, I know they're going to be, and the placeholder was family. And then I did the 13% of what we currently have. It's really kind of mucky because we have to blend. It's very mucky.
Because we're in the same pool as the
school
board of that.
Yeah. And they base the price per person or per policy, you know, two-person family, on what we have at the time we start the year, and it doesn't change after that. So if we change within the year, it doesn't. The blending stays the way it is. So it's very, it's not accurate with how, you know, you don't ever get an accurate number with it because of the blending.
We don't charge actuals, like, to one side of the house?
We can't charge actuals.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
No, because the two-person policy, the two-person one would pay almost as much as a family, and the family wouldn't pay as much as it. It's not the way that the state has their medical. It's
what?
It kind of kills certain areas. So we as a group agreed to blending, so we get the blended figures, but then that's it from there on. So if we have a different outcome when we actually, you know, further on down the line, we have to stay with what those blended rates were per category for the rest of the year. Sometimes it hurts us, sometimes it's good for us, but we don't know.
And we don't budget for any extra. It's just what we know, right, Joe?
The only thing that I had that I don't know is the placeholder person. That's the only one, and I put a family in because that's
what you're supposed to do. Right. So we're predicting worst case scenario there as far as cost.
Correct. Correct. But I have no other buffer.
Placeholder for extra staffing.
No other buffers. That's it. The only one is the family placeholder. That's it. This is
what are insurance admin fees? I should know this, but
well, because when you're in a group that, see, the state is self-funded. When you're in another group that we're not going with the state, our advisor or insurance consultant, if you will, their amount is blended into the policy. So, you know, each individual policy or, you know, employee, it's blended into their rates. The way we're doing it with the state, our consultant is not in there at all. So we have, that's our insurance consultant for
got it.
Benefits. Yep. And also it's the third party administrator for the FSA.
That's Brown and Brown, right?
Brown and Brown, and then benefits. What is the other one's?
ABS.
Yes. Yep. Advanced benefits.
Yeah, something. Yes. Yep. ABS125.com. That's all I know.
You guys have asked those questions before.
No, I use it.
Yeah, but you guys have asked those questions at the AP reports.
Yeah.
Okay. Next. Is the
found it?
Yeah, we're on the Kappa now.
Yep, so discussion is interactive. Capital
bond, the bond and note,
bond and
we have bonds and all. Yeah, we're still on those.
So,
and we talked about it briefly last week, but and
they're all here.
That's number 59.
59,
60. The bond and note
the same, 20,000.
Yes. Because that's the expense for the short-term loan for the truck. The expenses for that.
So when do we anticipate going out to bond for that?
For what?
The truck.
27? 2027, I believe they talked about, because we lose the 10-year bond.
We have one that's going to be ending at that
FY
26.
Right.
So we've only got one more year for a term loan?
Yeah.
Because, like,
well, but we do have to pay some on the short term loan this year. And we were looking at paying $35,000.
We have to pay principal, you mean?
We have to pay some of the principal. We can't just keep rolling over the note.
Yep.
So where's that?
That's in the 62.
Okay.
59 is.
Yep, got it.
962. Any other questions on?
Nope.
Now we move on to 67. There's the interest.
Yep.
Long-term debt.
So the interest on the truck is also in there?
67.
Oh, seven. Oh, I was still on 62.
I'm sorry, one more time.
She said the interest for the fire truck loan is shown in this 67, number 67 budget.
Oh, it's in, the interest.
Yeah.
So we have
35
towards principal, 30 for interest, and 20 towards fees.
Yes. Yep.
20 towards. Okay.
And we have the school bond dropping.
So I get schedules when they were either refunded or when we got the bonds, and these are all given to me by the financial advisor at the time of the closing of the bond. So these are all, they're fixed. We can't do anything with them.
So generally this just shows that our debt is going down over.
Yes.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay.
Any other questions on the long-term debt interest? And then we move on to number 68, which is the Kappa discussion. That's
Bolton Lakes.
Did I miss anything on there?
68 is Bolton Lakes.
I don't think we have that one down here.
Yep.
We're missing number seven.
7 and 68. Well, then, move this. Can you see it?
Yes.
Okay.
So it's 190, 190, 190 all the way across the board?
Yep.
For the water pollution control.
What is it? I can't read.
190, 190, 190.
Okay.
So it's just...
No change.
No change.
No change.
Yeah.
How long does that... Will that debt... Hang on.
Did you hear the question, Jill?
I believe it's 2037, I believe. It was a 19 year, and maybe it's 35, because it was a 19 year loan, and we started it in 2016.
Okay, is there any other questions? All right, then that's it for your finance department, correct? Now we move on to number four, discussion and consideration and act on Kappa budget.
Yeah. Time to go home.
Bring that up.
Yeah. So the issue is, we sent it out here after looking at this with what the comments were. There's nothing here that isn't a need, but there are issues of one, there are items more needed than other items. And so until we have a sense of where we are fiscally as to, can we afford to go forward with a higher cap budget than we have now? We can. If not, we're going to have to reduce it.
But right? We can't reduce it.
No.
The finance committee. Well, so we have to approve it at a certain point itemized level.
We can reduce it now.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can.
Now we can reduce it. Blackman
can.
Once it gets approved.
Yes.
Finance committee's done.
Yes.
Right, but when do we have to have our final itemized cap of budget ready? When we have to present to finance?
Yes. When this
we have
board
until
has,
then
yeah,
to
we
cut
have to,
at an itemized level.
yeah,
After that,
yeah.
then the Board of Finance can only
Then,
cut
then.
some.
Yeah. Then
That's
we
what
can
I'm,
start.
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. They can't
So
add.
we only have like,
I see where your confusion is.
We only have, I guess I'm saying, like 3 or 4 weeks to
Yes.
finalize this, is
Yes.
what I'm getting
Yeah,
at.
yeah,
That's
yeah.
accurate.
Yep. So,
and we may or may not. Well,
any thoughts here, Jim, or anybody on something that may have?
Well, because we don't, and we're not going to know anyways, because we want to have a conversation about revenue, but Finance Committee does revenue.
And that's, yeah.
Not us. So,
no. No,
I mean,
but I mean, I mean, this is more for Jim on any item on here that you think is no longer.
Has changed.
Yeah.
Well, I think I think if you're asking my opinion, I think you hit it on the head when you say, you know, there are some things that we just really can't cut out of this budget. Everything in itself makes a strong case for being here. It's about, at the end of the day, it's about, you know, what the budget can bear and what are the highest priority projects.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And looking at it in all candor, I looked at it on the Board of Ed side, you know, the energy management system,
yeah.
Well, that's critical.
Yeah.
And one of the replacements is, one of the vehicles replacements, you maybe can push the other one over. But.
Well, we can't keep buying time on the roof at the Herrick Park.
Mm-hmm.
I believe John reported that there are no current leaks.
Right.
Well, that's a plus. So maybe
we did ask that question.
Yeah, we did.
It could get moved over.
I believe both at the firehouse and for Herrick Park, there were no current leaks.
Yeah.
But there have been leaks at the fire department that have been repaired.
And that's,
oh, okay.
It has been repaired. Okay. I wasn't sure about that. We had questions on that. And what number is the Herrick Park one?
Number 14, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We already got rid of that.
We already moved it.
And we split the fire department roof into two fiscal years.
Yeah.
38 and 38, 124.
Right.
So the column that's entitled prior funds, that means that these were funds that were approved in the budget in the last year.
In previous years, and they're still there.
But they're not spent, but they are committed.
Not necessarily for, not spent. It's just what was appropriated in prior years. They could be spent already. See, those numbers have to stay there because it all those numbers mean something when you're doing the budget document, but some of them have been spent. Like if you take like the, for instance, if you take the amount of money that we put in for the assessor's office reevaluation, that's a lot of that's been spent. Not all of it.
There's a little bit.
We have balances. So, but I think maybe we're looking at two different things. I'm looking at the page where we've, well, even ones though that when we started the process, we have spent some of the money that was in prior years since that time. Like for example, on the annex, the money that we had for a previous balance when we started is less because we've made payments. It's just where we're at that moment in time. But if you look at the budget document, I can bring that up for you. It is where we're at, what was budgeted at that on that year. I'll bring up the one I'm
like talking. the skag mower would be the one, right? The last year
some of it has, yep,
at 2400. I'm sure it cost more.
Well, like the firehouse radio communications, didn't they spend some of that already?
No, not yet.
No, you didn't.
Nope.
Well,
Dale, is there a way to put a note at the bottom that what prior funds means?
Well, but it's a moving target. It's a moving target. So it may not, it means different things.
I understand that, but it should be in a legend somewhere. So because we have multiple board members here who saw it as finite. That's what the prior funds that are sitting there in their calculations.
That's what we.
So that's why I didn't. Would you just think about that? What kind of legend could be at the bottom?
I know what you're saying, but it's a moving target. Yesterday, what was there is going to be different than today.
So put down as of.
I could do that. I could do that.
For instance, the one that grabs me the most is the town hall facility expansion. When the town hall subcommittee was meeting, we were talking about, oh, should we be asking this year for the budget in the 150? Should we be asking? You know, we had a lot of discussion about should we be asking, and then
it's already here.
Then all of a sudden we hear, oh, there's 148 in there already. So that it seems like that information.
Well,
but, so it's confusing. So if that I what I understand is the 148 is there and it's committed to the town hall expansion project and it has not been spent. But then there are other items under prior funds which are committed for that use, but some of which may have been paid down already. So
so would it
the be- problem with the 148 was that was going to be spent with the bonding. So it was there under another tab of other funds. So I understand what you're saying, but we weren't looking at all the tabs because it was there. It was there the whole time.
Okay.
And I understand.
So let you know what money, which of these do we know are there so that we don't have to be thinking, well, should we be shifting between columns? I'm not trying to make it. Trying to make your life more difficult. I'm just trying to make it so that I understand, oh, that those funds have already been approved and they're there. It's a pool of money that we can dip into for that particular project.
Right. Because it's a knowledge base.
So Jill, you're saying some of the monies in prior funds have already been spent?
Correct.
So is there a way to add columns and say like prior funds allocated, expensed, and then unencumbered, or I mean, I don't know a way to split it up.
That would help.
I mean, I guess, but when it comes down to doing the budget document, that won't work. I mean, I can give you that information, but again, it's a moving target constantly. I could say to you that as a blah, you know, certain date, this is what these numbers are, but every time we meet, it could change.
Yeah, well, these are the amount of dollars that currently are left over from all the listed projects. So that's what it represents. So we can always look and say, okay, as of today, these are the numbers that are left over.
But she said it's not.
Well, no. What she's saying is there's some of these projects may be ongoing, and a month from now, that number might be a little lower.
Correct. Something might have been spent. Oh, okay.
Yeah. So.
Oh, well, that, yeah.
That's... So anything
by Pam suggesting to say as of
You're always working off of this thing. If you're utilizing for whatever it is, it's going.
If you think there's money in there, check first.
Yeah.
So any projects that are not done of 2026 that are not done in 2027 will move over to that column. Correct, or whatever money is not spent.
Yeah, we'll be under prior funds.
At that moment in time.
Yep.
So the Lyman Road Bridge project, we have a $170,000 that has been set aside.
So the finance committee moved money from another location.
Yep. Yeah, so, but prior, right, I'm talking about
the one on top of it.
No, the prior
road 39.
Prior funds that's for the engineering. Yep. So that's been that we have that set aside for the Lyman Road.
That money was moved by the finance committee from another place in the capital budget.
Yeah. You put it in there.
Okay.
But it was moved from current funds.
It was moved from current appropriated funds. So that when you
yeah, I think
put,
it was
put moved, the three together, it I, should cover our portion of the grant.
I think it was moved from line 41.
I have it up on the screen after the moves that we made with those funds that we previously had put to grant to the grant matches. And
right.
So it's,
yeah, I don't have my documents on there.
A couple of things put it together.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, I think they really good.
The finance committee was very creative in trying to utilize existing funds to help reduce the impact in this current fiscal year. But still being able, the two projects that really came out with the finance committee, and there's members of the finance committee here, so if I'm speaking incorrectly, they should correct me. But I think the overall feeling was that the Lyman Road Bridge project and the system for the HVAC system at the school were very important projects and should stay in the budget.
Yeah.
And then there's some others that are like non-negotiable too. The modular office, right? We have a lease on that. We have to pay that. The Bolton Heritage Trail grant, we need the 50K to meet our match. And then there's some like that we've spread out over the years, like the HVAC assessment at the schools. We just have started allocating each year so that when it's due every 5 years, we have the 30K that we need. Same with the assessor's office revaluation.
Thank you.
And then
okay, with all that being said, are we...
What I think we're suggesting is let it hold it for now, hold at this stage till we...
Until when?
In
our March meeting?
I would say...
Because that's as far as we can really
You
go.
Need what? At least... When's our next meeting? We can...
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Is it?
It is tomorrow.
The meeting is tomorrow.
So I have put all the numbers in so we can have the numbers where we're at right now.
Yeah.
I took all these numbers and put it into the Excel spreadsheet so I can share that with you if you'd like.
Our total town budget, you mean?
Yes.
Yes.
That's what I mean.
The other thing that we didn't, do we have it? Yeah. This is the stuff that's getting funded elsewhere, right? No. Oh, so you have a sheet in front of you where we wanted to share with the public, like some things that were originally in the capital improvement plan that we were able to fund through other means. So that's the page that starts with one town hall repaving parking lot. So like we would have had to pay those through those out of the capital plan, but for the fact that we were able to get them funded.
Yeah, all those things that from that grant
ARPA
funds.
ARPA and
we thought it was important that everybody understood that we utilize those funds for other projects so we don't have to have the Bolton taxpayers.
So I'm gonna ask this again. When you're commenting on this, it needs a legend at the bottom.
That is probably something you should either put in the budget document that we're supposed to outreach and explain the budget. I think that's a good place for it because the actual budget document where I'm putting things in, all of those numbers mean something and I can't just add things to it. But I think that that's a very good example of something that should be in the budget document that explains we did this with this money and we took this from here. Lessening the impact on the townspeople.
It'd be nice if it said ARPA funds on the top. But yeah, you have your numbering system. Oh, it says ARPA funds under funds.
But at the bottom, but Amanda's point was well made that it was covering projects coming from
that were in the capital.
Capital. No, not all of them.
No.
Town hall parking lot was not in the capital budget, and neither was the manure pit.
Right.
But like the Board of Ed,
I mean,
the Board of Ed tells us what their grants are paying, grant money they're getting, and what it's paying for, because it's not something coming because we're. Based mostly dealing with the general fund when we're talking about the budget and presenting the budget, but they have a side area where it's about the grants. And that's why I'm saying that's probably a good place to put that.
That would be.
I'll figure out how to label it as part of
we,
finance communication.
Items that we are purchasing or completing based on grant funds we receive. Yeah.
Are you ready for Jill to share the big spreadsheet?
I think we're ready for number five.
It's not up there? Is
Is that it?
It's not up there?
It is.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't realize you would change the page when I was looking at paper.
I was starting to panic.
I don't think we don't have it, do we?
No.
Okay, we don't have it.
No, I got it done late this afternoon.
This is a hot off the press.
Okay. Oh, this is the sum, the total. Okay.
Yeah. Can you see it?
Yeah. Can you make it any bigger, Jen?
I can try.
I'm just going to move closer.
We can shut the light off.
Yeah, I was going to shut the light off.
You can make that gray space smaller.
I don't know how to make it any bigger than.
All right, we'll survive the first one.
Sorry.
Oh, there it is.
I mean, you can zoom in. So,
Do you want me to tell you the number?
We can't see the bottom of your screen, so we don't. It's covered by.
Can you scroll down?
There you go.
You got it?
Yep. So 7 million.
The first number? 5.1707775 8.
But that was last year's, right?
Last year, right. Correct.
All right, 7404. Increase of 5.12%. 4362684.
5.12. What are we trying to
do? What did we come in at last year? About 5%.
First column.
No, I know. I meant the increase we proposed last year. I don't know which was my final freaking budget.
Increase
was it was higher than usual.
It was, yeah.
Ended up, I think it was 4.8.
What did I put under?
Yeah, I think it was less than 5.
It was less than 5. That spreadsheet what's his name did. Now, you talked about when registrars presented their thing. One of the items on there was the
municipal primaries.
Right. And that's a significant amount that was put in there for that. The anticipation was almost zero.
It was 17 and change.
Yeah, do you have the detailed budgets that wrap up into that, Jill?
You scroll up?
No, she probably has it on another tab, right?
The
detailed budgets from each department that roll into those totals?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The tabs, yes. You want it, registrars?
Yeah.
Can you see it? It's number 17.
Is it
17?
Yep.
Oh,
but
we don't have
the
details.
Is it 17? The details are on pages. Just under 18,000. Oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah.
It was.
I'm good. So 17,238 from the wages payroll. So yeah. Do we want to cut 17,238 from the 101,292?
Yep. That's my suggestion.
I think that's logical.
Yeah.
So you want
to
cut.
So they'd like to cut 51,610. By the 17 to what was the last number, Amanda?
238.
By 17,238.
All right, I'm totally confused at what we're doing here. Are we cutting
the payroll line item?
Go to cell S9.
So the 101,292, that's what you want to cut? All right,
yeah,
do you want me to put it in the next column? Or well, I can't, yes. It won't go back, so I'll just put it here because it won't go back filter to the first one.
It won't tie out to your total, you mean?
Yeah, to the very front page. So
the summary.
What you want to make this, what, I'm sorry?
Just do equals and then minus 17,238.
So 17,000?
We're subtracting 17,238 from that 101,292.
I can just do the number.
I just use the formula in the cell.
Okay. Makes it 84,054.
Yep, that's what she got.
And I'm sorry, I'm a little confused. What is the 17,238 that you're deducting?
The cost of a municipal primary.
The cost of it?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Because it's unlikely that we will have them.
Right. The only other thing I would note for possible discussion by the board is the wage increases in here by percentage were significant compared to what we normally give staff for wage increases. I know it's not big numbers when you look at the hourly rate, but it is significantly different.
You're talking about the registrar's budget, right? Specifically.
Correct. Yeah, this budget in particular.
I also want to let everybody know that I changed the library salary to what I came up with, not what Liz came up to.
Which was different, yes.
Which was based on what? Because she said she just left it.
Can we stay on one budget and talk about that after, please?
So the payroll on the increase on this was 7% or something?
It was different for each position. Varied. You have to look at the subchart.
Oh.
And I made the proposal to increase the moderators for hourly. Because of the value of the...
It was 7.3% for the registrar, 25.86% for the deputy, just under 3% for the assistant registrar, under 3% for the data entry clerk, 14.43% for moderator, and 3.98% for election workers. How has their wages historically been handled? Have they...
They've been getting the same general wage increases as staff.
They've been 3.5.
So to that end, I would say, like, last year we did make some staff adjustments based on market analysis and looking at the work and stuff, and we did not do that, and that wasn't across the board, to be fair, right? It was a few set positions, but they were not one of the ones that we did a market analysis on.
We did the market analysis specifically on supervisors
and the admins.
Yes.
Sue Ellen's position and Kathy's position.
Correct.
It was based on frog, wasn't it?
Who was also on the drivers for seniors.
All right, the drivers for seniors.
Yeah.
Yep. Thank you, Jill.
You're welcome.
I mean, I was doing research behind the scenes when Ross was presenting, and these are still kind of low.
Well, the comparatives that he gave us were not the demographic that we would normally use for comparison.
Oh, well, but the comparisons I were giving for, like, West Hartford or whatever, they were double or triple this. Yeah. So, like,
and Westbrook was,
oh, yeah, he gave for it, yeah.
But we didn't use Columbia. We didn't use
Scotland. No, we'd have to ask.
Scotland and Sprague and others.
So, the question I'm looking at maybe nickel and dime stuff, but it's the under the deputy registrar, and the other folks, the assistants and data entry clerks, went from 1748 to 18. The deputy registrar went from 748 to 22 instead of 18.
Who's getting one? 450.
Because of the responsibility of the deputy registrar. Like, they are basically the same as a registrar right now in terms of functionality and what they're doing in that office.
I think they gave great explanations as to why they felt this was worth more. I just think because it's so different than what we normally have, it bears some discussion.
Does Tim have time to do a market conference?
Probably not for tomorrow night's meeting, but he can.
I'm sorry.
You have to turn the lights back on.
Yeah.
Do you already have to turn the lights back on?
Oh, sure. Well, we might need to keep
going. I don't know what that is. The number of dollars. It's 25% increase.
That's like, yes. Yeah, 452 is big.
I mean, it is a big increase, but if we were that far off to begin with, I mean, that's an issue. We won't know until we get comps from similar towns.
That's right.
And it's really showing up because of the early voting thing. I mean, otherwise, if it was
hitting us more because of the early voting.
It makes it much bigger dollars, right? It adds
easy.
And when we have two polling places and we don't need two polling places.
Yeah.
That's a glitch.
They didn't put the two polling places in here this year.
They did. That's for the salary.
No, they didn't.
They did.
No, they didn't. He has a column where it says sites, and he has one site listed in his charts, which I have.
Well, then if you're looking at the...
In the explanation, he did put two sites, but when you look in the formulas and the math, it's one site.
I did not look at it that carefully.
I promise. We addressed that. Yeah, he said sites. Yeah. There's a site.
No, I think he did say
it gets site. Cut off for the other ones. But
he said it was one site, but they didn't
say it.
But like, if you look at the subcharts, there's a column that says how many sites it applies to, and he listed one. So he included that so that next year they can bump it up to two. Yeah. Sites one.
Thank you. I hadn't seen that, so thank you. Like, I didn't notice it. I saw it.
Yeah, because that's what he pointed to when we asked.
So, I don't know. I just, 25% increase is just kind of harsh for the rest of the world to consume.
It's not, you can't think of it as an increase. You have to think of it as a market adjustment. It's a completely different,
it's a different
type of adjustment. But I do think
there's nothing that says we can't start at 20% instead of 25%.
But can we try and get comps? I mean, I can try and make some calls.
I've made a note. I'll talk with Tim and see what kind of time he can put towards
it. Or ask Ross to do it. I mean, what towns? You said Columbia. Scotland, I don't know what we use.
Scotland Spring.
And those are similar based on what size?
I mean, Eastern Connecticut. Oh. Smaller towns.
So I think we just have to flag this to look at.
I wonder if costs would have something already up.
We can check.
Could you also add Hebron?
And Marlboro. Or quite a bit there.
Marlboro. So we're at 5,000. Hebron is at 5. Marlboro is at 7.
Huh?
Marlboro is way bigger.
Hebron's bigger than Marlboro.
Marlboro's so.
Is it? More people?
Hebron's close to 10. Andover's more similar.
You know, they're tiny though.
Andover's 3.
Are they that small now? Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness.
Willington's like 7.
I had found.
Ashford's around 5.
How about Willington and Ashford?
Oh. Anyhow, I was looking at that.
You're looking at that?
Okay, so we'll wait for the answer on that. That's the ROV.
Before we leave this budget, I don't know why their advertising went up to $1,000, but they don't advertise. All the advertisements for them go through the town clerk.
The town clerk's budget?
Correct. She's been doing all of the advertising.
Are they thinking signage?
No, that one, That's not signs.
They bought signage.
No, that's for Hartford Current, those kind of advertisements. Right. Signs would be material. It's a supply. That's a contracted service. That's what that number means, not
material. So they didn't spend any money in 23, 24. I'm guessing you're aware that they, whether or not they've spent any money this year.
They haven't spent a dime, nothing.
Right, so it's all come out of.
It comes out of Liz's.
The town clerk's budget.
Right, and I don't think she's going to have enough for this year, and I don't think she'll have enough for next year. She's had to move money around. I'm not sure
why. Should we just move the 1,000 from their budget over to the town clerk's budget?
I think you should do that, yes, but that's just my thought. I don't think she'd need the whole 1,000, but certainly a part of it. Yeah.
Move 700. Oh.
Move 500.
500 to Liz's.
Yeah.
The clerk's office.
I mean, they did nothing last year.
Line item?
Yeah. And eliminate it.
And eliminating it from, there seems to be consensus to eliminate it from this budget, Joe.
Okay. And I'll put it in Liz's.
And if they need advertising done, they have to go talk to Liz.
The town clerk is the one that advertises all the
elections. And if Liz is out of money, they can always come see us.
Because he didn't have an explanation. Yeah. So,
how much? I'm sorry. Do you want to put in Liz's?
500.
Okay.
Move 5 and delete the other 5.
Okay. Done.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Woohoo! We saved $500. We can go home.
Oh, dinner!
We saved almost $18,000.
Oh yeah.
No. Yes.
17.7 and change.
There you go. Now we can have dinner.
So are we?
The other thing it may be safe to delete, which I know they argue against. They argue against it every year.
I didn't hear it.
The other thing that might be safe to delete, which they always include in here, is either the money for an audit or a recount. It's always a possibility, but how often does it actually happen?
Well, last year they did have an audit, a recount.
They did?
Yes, state
they didn't have a recount.
They didn't have a recount, no.
There was an audit within the last 3 or 4 years, though.
Yeah, but not a recount. I believe they have.
Recounts are based on the votes, right?
It's a percentage of
variance. Right.
And the audit is just totally...
Random
luck,
theoretically,
unluck.
Yeah, and if the numbers are less than 0.5% between candidates,
it's mandatory.
It is a mandatory recount. That's the unfortunate thing.
Right, but it's $5,000, and we could probably make it up somewhere else in the budget. No offense. I mean, I'm speaking for Jim, but
we could. You're right.
For that money, as opposed to turning it back.
Right. The Board of Selectmen. You would direct me to find the money, and I would look for the money. And because it would be across budgets, the Board of Selectmen would have to approve the transfer.
Right.
But I mean, we can leave it.
Well, there's still time, though, to make a decision. This is the beginning of, so there's still time to.
And so, okay.
Think about that.
Are we doing this again tomorrow?
So moving forward, are we doing this again tomorrow? It's now. Whatever.
Oh, you guys got to go home and eat.
I already ate.
Oh, I did too.
I didn't.
You didn't?
Can we look at the library though? Because she said she adjusted the library.
What was
what library number? Payroll? Can you bring that one up, Jill?
Yes.
Libraries.
You know what number it is?
We'll find
30.
Out. Number 30. 30.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was just here a while ago. I'll find it.
So the library is a little funny because subs are random and the amount changing for the state wages, but I think this would cover her.
So she was thinking if she was going to have enough this year to cover, but you're thinking
no.
Either because she didn't build in the raises.
I'm not sure why she just put the same amount in, but I did a zero base for the employees, and then I had to kind of pages and subs are not it's not a standard thing like
they don't have a regular schedule.
Right.
Correct. So I think it was enough money, taking into consideration the
salary or the wage change for Connecticut, and looking back at how many hours they did over, you know, the last 2 or 3 years.
Okay.
I think this would definitely cover. Plus, something that wasn't in that we didn't negotiate, well, we didn't put in last year's budget, was that they changed, I believe they changed the longevity of the supervisor's contract too. So Liz has money that.
But that's not under the payroll.
It is.
Yes, it is.
Is it?
It's under payroll. Oh, yes.
No, it's not under.
It's not benefits. Showing.
Show. So the increase is due to an increase in the increase in minimum wage and based on historic hours.
Yes. Correct. Yep.
So.
And longevity.
Plus, yeah.
Yep.
That's so the what are we saying here? The number she has.
She had too low.
And what did you recommend it to be, Jill?
256,315. Is it up there?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Just small.
What is it again? It's so hard to
see. I don't know how to make it bigger. I'm not that good, Amanda. I'm sorry.
No. You got people that can see it. They can just pass
it. Okay, that's fine. That's the same
thing.
I'm sorry.
I got it.
Okay. Sorry. Okay. I just don't know how to make it bigger.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
That brings that bottom total up to
327.
Correct.
I think 647.
I'm just a little worried about library materials too, though, because she went with the same number. With everything, the cost of things, I mean, she'll have to make do if this is what we decide, but.
Well, yeah, you can, because there's one item there that can always be flexible, and that's purchase of new material.
You're right. You're right.
You can always transfer from that one to cover anything else.
You're right.
But you're thinking the materials might be low, Jill?
Well, I think because of the cost of, and she didn't even take into consideration what the Biblionation, if they went, what if they went up? Biblionation is in other contracts, but the library materials is the books, the CDs, those materials that people go in. And like
we
Bobby
don't
said,
have a Bibliomation contract.
I don't know that they have.
I think.
I thought she said she did.
I have never seen one.
She said she did.
She might. I don't have it.
Yeah, no. Well, she said she did.
I can't imagine that it wouldn't go up, because look at what she spent last year. In 24, it's more than what she's got in her budget for this year and next year.
Is that the only thing that's in other contracts? I can't.
For the most part, it's pretty much so. Yes, I believe so. Oh, no, wait a minute now. No, that's also the copier. No, yes, the copier and
but that's going up.
Extras, correct. Well, we have a contract with them.
A contract.
I don't know if that contract, but it also depends on how many copies are made there.
Right.
Because residents are also coming in and making copies that if it goes up over a certain amount, we're charged.
Right. But residents pay.
They pay, but that doesn't show in this budget. It comes in on the revenue
side. Yeah, there's a revenue side.
Correct. So we've already spent, like I said, last year we spent more than what she has in the budget.
So can we ask her to confirm the Bibliomation contractual amount for FY26?
I think we should, yes. But again, that's not the only thing that comes, and the copies are a variable.
Right, and this year we've been going over.
Well, no, last year we did. I mean, I haven't looked specifically at where they're at right now.
I'm pretty sure in the AP report we talked about
overages
recently.
We did.
Yes.
We did.
But the number 24,660 includes that, and that was for last year.
Right.
So it is a variable because it changes. It all depends on how many copies people make, they make. I don't feel comfortable with that number because I think it's too low. But again, like Bobby said, money will have to be moved around then.
We've done it before.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
Well, we've talked, as a board philosophically, that as we make these budgets tighter and tighter every year, that, transfers are a tool that we're going to have to use to make things work. And we've been doing that.
But still, it's my opinion that where we know our contracted amounts for a specific software, we should always make sure that
it's there and
actuals.
And you can, and quite frankly, I would just modify your projected purchase on material. Drop that and put that differential in your in the proper budget above it. If you know that contract's going to be higher, and keep the bottom line the same, but you can just
Okay, next.
Okay, just so in what Bobby just said, so Jim and I both know that the public health district budget was going to be higher than Carrie had put in, so we put in the number.
We got a loan.
It got a raise.
It's not remarkable.
I was going to say, it can't be. What?
It's a little over $1,000.
Oh, okay.
$1,300,
number 27.
Is that senior and social services?
That's the public health budget, number 27.
Oh, public health.
Right. So I did put that, what we knew, in there, and not what Carrie had.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Carrie had not gotten the letter when she created and presented the budget. Right. We got it right after she presented.
So what is it, 29 something?
It is now
29,730. Correct.
Okay.
I just wanted you to know that I changed that number to be.
Yeah. You already have that. That's part of what you have up there. Okay.
That's part of that number we've seen. Okay. Yep.
I want to make sure I understood it that way.
When do we expect to get the final numbers from the state for
March
insurance? March. And we said the police contractors actuals. We got that
already. We budgeted actual plus the $10,000 for overtime that we normally.
Right. Now that grant we got
for $50,000.
Right. Is that reducing our spending in any way? No,
the our resident troopers work overtime for traffic enforcement, and that money doesn't pass through us at all.
Oh, okay.
Correct. We don't see that.
We smile.
Yep.
Brian and
at the radar gun.
Resident troopers smile, I should say. All right.
I'll go through it tomorrow and see if I can.
I think the one other budget that comes to mind that I think would bear some cutting is the buildings and grounds budget. That's up. I don't know. Can you bring that one up, Jill? Buildings and ground? You did.
She did. Number 26.
Got to memorize.
26.
So the last couple of years, if you look at historical spending and what's actually budgeted for this fiscal year, it's pretty different.
All right, I got to fix this.
What's the what number is it?
26?
26.
Oh, 26.
Yeah.
It's in all these budgets.
Did you throw it in your book? You had them once.
Well, no, I didn't come to the meeting.
Oh, that would be right. Sorry. If you leave your book here, we'll have Tim make sure it's complete.
Yeah.
Or somebody will make sure it's complete.
Okay, but this is highlighted.
Anyway, I originally did this. 29. You want 26? Yeah, it's probably in here in the wrong place.
Can you see it? I know it's small. I can't.
I can see it, but the rest of
sorry. I don't know how to. Amanda, how do I make?
You'd have to hit the. You know, on the bottom right where there's the plus and minus.
Oh, yeah.
Get the plus.
How's that?
Oh, that's better.
Can you see the whole thing?
Or make it yes.
Bigger? Can you see it now? I'm sorry. I just didn't know.
That's way better.
Oh,
okay.
Goodness.
Perfect.
So which item?
Can you show us the total on the bottom?
Yep, just scroll down a
bit. So the actual expenditures were 777,637 for 2 years ago, and what's being budgeted for this fiscal year is roughly $40,000 higher than last fiscal year.
Do you have projections for where they're going to come in this year, Jill?
I do not. I do know that as far as communication, because I was looking at that number because it scares me, that we're probably going to need at least $5,000 more put into that account, because it's just when he built the budget last year, we didn't have the new contract in, and he knew he was going into this year with possible, you know, having to, you know, increase that. But other than that, I haven't really had the chance or to sit with John either and look at things. But I do know that budget.
We're pretty confident in the electricity number based on historical usage and our current locked-in rate. And heating fuel, I think we're pretty comfortable with that number.
So he has increased the communication line some. So, and I think he's better off. That number is probably close. The variable too with that budget is the overtime. This year we're getting hammered with storms on the weekend or holidays, and they're just using those budgets up. And that's the way it is. I understand. That's a big variable though.
Mm-hmm. That's always, that's a game you have to deal with it. And
absolutely,
when it comes down to crunch time, it's suck it up, because you're going to lose something, because we're going to pay the people. And that's life.
But
budgeting.
Just so you know, just in the last payroll, highway department, it was over $16,000 for one payroll. It's 2 weeks, but that's how the storms were hitting. And that's a huge number.
Not only that, but the storms are lasting 12 to 18 hours.
Well, or they're on weekends.
Holidays. Holidays.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's just the way they're hitting. And it could happen again next year. Worse. But
no, or not. It can mean that's
and
the problem.
Salt and sand, like we were doing well, but now with all the
we're on budget.
Yeah.
I think we're still okay with that.
If you have a normal rest of the year, you're
if we have a normal rest of the year, we're fine.
What's normal?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Less than we've had in the last 2 weeks is normal.
So I mean, communications, you think is normal for an $8,000?
I think that's a good number, because, like I said,
he takes care of all the farms.
Yes.
He said that it's a new frontier contract.
Yeah.
And that I remember it had been flat for 8 years. So it would make sense that there would be that kind of a jump after 8 years of flat.
The postage, I think he's a little nervous. I mean, we've used so much postage this year. Hopefully, we don't have to ever do that again. I really don't know going forward, because this year was definitely not a normal year.
Payroll is normal increases. It's really the electricity that's killing us, but it's killing everybody.
I mean, it's the one budget that's, you know, jumps out with a larger increase than most. So I thought, you know, it bears conversation.
Well, most of our staff are here, right?
So
most of our staff.
I mean, there's what, five FTEs paid out of this.
Right.
Highway has also got five.
Yeah.
Correct.
So that 3% increase is more.
So the only place you could really grab it is out of the maintenance supplies.
Well, in these cases, all of their increases are contractual by union, and you know, one union is known, the other union is not. Right. But he budgeted 3%.
Right. I just mean when you do the 3%, 3% of a bigger number is
bigger.
A bigger number.
Yeah.
But also, when hourly people, it's you just don't add 3% to their salary of this year, because you have to look at the days of the year. So they have an extra day. It's a Tuesday, and it doesn't affect building and grounds or highway, because they're 8 hours every day. But it does affect the town hall's employees, because it's a 10-hour day. So you have to add an extra 10 hours to the year's hours because of the way it hits. So June 30th, or maybe July. No, maybe it's, well, it doesn't matter if it's June or July. But Correct. There's an extra day of 10 hours this year.
Because of leap year.
So it's not just add 3% and you're done. It's you have to look at the days. Salary people, it's you take it, divide it by 26 and you're done, but not hourly people.
Yeah.
Wow. Got any other good news? So,
yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm just telling you the truth.
No. Just
I don't get anything.
It's just my annual exhale.
I know.
Frustration.
Listen, I think our staff did a remarkable job.
Yeah.
We asked them to come through once again with minimal increases. And I think that's largely been done across the board.
John has a tough budget because it hits a lot of different areas that have increased.
Yeah, it is. It's brutal. Yeah.
Repairs but and just everything.
But I think it goes up the highest percentage, which is why I wanted to be able to have a meaningful discussion about it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Are you going to cut anything?
Are we going to cut anything? Is that what she said?
From this budget?
Well,
I don't know.
Any recommendations? I mean, we could cut 1,000 here and 1,000 there and come up with 4,000 overall. And
I don't know if you're at that point. Yeah.
No.
Really?
Okay.
I mean,
so
it just a comment,
right?
Because once we know where we are, totally, then you know if you're going to. If you can nickel and dime it out, or if you gotta really use a hatchet. And I'd rather be in that position to know which way to go before I do these cuts.
So what pieces of information do you need in order to be able to meaningful conversation about
it? There's nothing. It's that we're at where are we at now?
5.52.
That's with the
can you go look at the revised totals, Jim? Yeah.
So
we
yes.
did make a couple adjustments.
That does not, does that include capital or not?
No.
So I do have that one, but that the one that we looked at did not include that.
Okay.
Give me 1 second. So come on.
4.8.
Okay, so
4.7.
Now let me
okay.
Can you
so we're down.
So you made progress.
Just a little, yep.
25%. 0.25.
0.25. Okay.
This is with all of them.
Yeah.
But this is with including with debt capital. And everything. Oh, let me make this bigger.
With sugar.
So can we talk to John B. and ask him to cut?
Couple.
Cut what? A staff person?
$4,000 somehow?
Well, I think like Bobby said, we've got to get a feel for the whole number and then decide what the cut should be and then go back and look at what budgets can be cut. Certainly,
biggest impact is going to be the biggest impact is going to be the health insurance.
And
we're not going to know that until after we have to.
Electricity and health. We won't know, Jim, that for another 2 weeks.
Oh, electricity, we know. That's
I meant the health. I'm sorry.
Health is... Jill, correct me if I'm wrong. They said the beginning of March.
I believe so.
But no specific date. So
and we have to approve our budget by when?
I think is it March 15th?
It's
got to go to the Board 15th. Of Finance yep. or Finance Committee
on the 15th.
By March 15th.
15th.
And so when's our last meeting?
Well, we have a meeting scheduled again for tomorrow. If you think you're ready to have another discussion tomorrow. Otherwise, we have a meeting scheduled for next week.
Otherwise, we're just going to hash the same thing out. Tomorrow is tonight, right?
Well, and I think we go back to our supervisors and ask them for some of their thoughts. If we're going to ask for cuts, what they would recommend, because I don't want to slash and burn.
Honestly, if we're going to ask John for anything, we should ask what he would cut from the capital budget.
Mm-hmm.
Is mm-hmm. what I would suggest.
Yeah, I would do that. Yeah.
Well, that would be a big ticket. But if we're looking at his
looking at big tickets.
Well, we're doing it.
And that's the place where we can make the largest difference.
Right.
We usually do that as opposed to looking at individual budgets.
Well, it is 790,000 or something. Yeah.
So, Jill, if we bypass tomorrow's meeting and meet next Tuesday, which I won't be here, can you create a roll up that a summary page that pulls the Board of Selectmen requested totals into it?
I guess I don't understand the question. Because
you know how your summary screen is currently pulling from row column F? Or not, well, it's pulling from the proposed, I don't see your totals anymore. Sorry, it's pulling from the request for 2025-2026. We need a summary page that pulls from the proposed by selectmen 2526 column.
Mm-hmm.
So that when the board makes their proposals next week, you can put it in the appropriate column, see what the originals were, but still get a total.
Well, I can try. This was not created by me. So you want what we have right now and then what you're going to slice and dice, if you will.
Yeah. I mean, if you send it to me, I can make it work for you and send it back to you before next week.
Sure. I that's fine.
But I won't be at the meeting to actually do the work during the meeting.
She's not refusing help.
I guess I don't understand.
Right now, if you go to your summary screen, right? Like and you click in one of those cells. So click in the dollar value.
I understand
value
that stuff. Part, but I don't understand. Like, we just made changes. So that last column is for when we go forward.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Correct. Because in theory, we should not have been making changes to the requested column, because that's what was requested from supervisors. We want to, and we're going to have to undo those, actually, because we need to, from the finance committee perspective, we need to be able to tell them what the Board of Selectmen cut from the requested budgets.
Well, I can do that. I can change what gets pulled to that, you know, what's the summing up. I can fix that I can move everything. Yes, I can. That's no problem.
But we just need a page that pulls the totals from that new column and not the requested.
Yeah, tell us so we know.
I can do that. Okay. That's not a problem. Yep. So you still want to see what before their changes?
We need to revert.
Beckman did them?
Yeah. Yes. Any changes that were made tonight us, not by you, need to be undone. Yeah.
And put in that other column.
I understand. I can do that.
Yeah, because that's what it's an element that we always stick in our finance presentation.
Yeah, I can definitely do that because the ones that I changed, I should do the same with. Then you changed.
No, you can keep those because you are staff.
No, I understand, but I think we should keep them separate because of what the original requests were from these departments.
But you were correcting their numbers. You weren't making a judgment of cutting.
Yeah,
so
you were just getting it right.
Okay. I could do that's
too confusing. Yeah,
right.
That's fair.
So. No, okay. Your numbers were corrections, not
okay. All right.
So Jim, I do have a suggestion. When you ask these guys, when they're looking at the capital budget, if they, I know it's going to be hard, but when they're looking at it, give us a priority.
Not including the items that we've kind of flagged as.
Well, yeah, we targeted those three items that are untouchable. Everything else becomes touchable. Before, was it four?
HVAC, Lyman Road,
yep.
Modular office,
yep.
And Heritage Trail grant match.
Okay, those are four.
Right, HVAC, Lyman Road.
Payments for the excavator.
Sorry, the ones that we can't touch are row 40, 38, 36, and 9 on the Board of Ed.
Okay.
Did you include the excavator lease?
No. Which one's excavator lease?
30 something.
That one too.
The excavator lease, Joe.
Okay.
It's up near the top.
I got it. I can do that.
Okay.
Which one is that? 16. This one? 16.
Highway excavator, yeah. 15. Okay.
15, 16.
It's 24, isn't it? No, it's
that's
40.
The least
40.
40?
Yeah, 40.
Excavator?
Yeah.
We're looking at different pages.
We're looking at the capital budget.
No, no, this is a different one. We're talking about different money. We got line one. We got that. That's where it's
that's line item 15.
It's 50, it's 50, 40, 40,100.
Yeah, 40,100.
16.
Yes,
16. I'm sorry.
16.
I'll put my glasses down.
Yeah. I'm the one that said 15, Bob. It's not your fault.
Okay. Well, I knew it was up there.
Let's talk dates. We're not meeting tomorrow. Is that correct?
So right. We have to cancel that.
Correct.
We're going to meet next Tuesday.
Yep.
And wrap this baby up.
At what time?
It's already on.
It's already.
It's 6 or 6:30.
It's AP, so it's
6. AP as well. So it's probably 6 o'clock. It's
6 o'clock.
I thought it said 6:30. Let me look. I have 6 o'clock. Hopefully. I was talking to have a plane. Freaking planes and things. Sure, the planes will come flying out. Planes can't save. I want to hang like a bat.
Every faith that you'll be flying, and you won't be upside down when you land.
Oh, jeez.
And I must say, you sound a hell of a lot better.
Thank you. So are we calling this adjourned?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
A note for the group that we've a former Board of Selectmen member and Board of Finance member, Bob Lasari, they're having an event to celebrate his life at Georgina's on Sunday from 2 to 4.
Can you ask Kathy to call Tim and Matt and let them know?
Meeting adjourned.
Who seconded, please?
Pam.
Pam.
Okay. Thank you.
Well, thank you.
Whoever.
Good night.
Good night.
Have a good night. Thanks. Bob Lasari is the 20th.